Okay, we have one or two anekudas left of the sugya, which we've been spending Baruch Hashem a lot of time on, about the bracha of lulav, because the bracha of lulav really is a little bit of an anomaly, because it's very, very hard to time the bracha of lulav properly, because on the one hand, we have a principle called kol mitzvah v'varach le'mavol asiyasa, and you have to recite a bracha before the mitzvah, according to many Rishonim, it's ma'akev v'mediyevet, we spent a lot of time on that in the past. On the other hand, lulav is a type of a mitzvah that's almost impossible to do that, because the minute that you pick it up, that is the mitzvah. So other mitzvahs, such as putting on tefillin and blowing the shofar in the Megillah, those mitzvahs, you hold the chefza, make the bracha, and then begin the ma'aseh mitzvah. Whereas here, the very holding of the chefza, that gufa, is the mitzvah. Ella, what are you going to tell me? You should make the bracha before you pick it up. That's already too early. That's over dover. So that was the question that Tosfos was trying to navigate. How do you walk through those two seemingly contradictory statements? On the one hand, you want to get over the siddhasa. On the other hand, it's almost impossible to do that. So Tosfos really had two different approaches to this topic. So one approach was to maneuver, to almost like finagle away that I'm holding the lulav and esrog without really being yetzer yet. How do you do that? You hold three out of the four minim, you hold without kavod alotzeis, you hold it upside down. Then you figure out hechetem zayitza to hold on to it, to the chefza in your hands. On the other hand, you know, weren't technically yetzer. But then Tosfos went down a whole different path that led us to last week's shiur. But Tosfos says, no, Tosfos said that you don't have to play all these games and maiseloch to figure out how not to be yetzer. Pick up the lulav and esrog and make a bracha. But this is also Avol HaSiyasan. How is that Avol HaSiyasan? Because you didn't finish the mitzvah yet. Why didn't I finish the mitzvah? I didn't do the nanuim yet. I didn't shake the lulav yet. So kol zman I haven't finished the mitzvah, that's also considered to be a shtickel Avol HaSiyasan. So last week we spent a lot of time trying to focus on which nanuim exactly the Tosfos have in mind. When they're talking about the nanuim b'shas ha-bracha, the nanuim b'shas ha-halel, is ha-halel akim of lulav, lulav akim ha-halel, a lot of shtickel dairas last week from Rishonim in the Yukim, trying to figure out what in the world the role of this nanuim is. But when all the dust settles, so the nanuim is the goal. And it's the shaking, the waving of lulav that's going to salvage the bracha. So Tosfos seems pretty comfortable with that model. They're okay with that model for now. But then they get a little bit, almost a little bit of a backpedal a little bit. So if you take a look back at the Tosfos of Lamed Tesfin and Aleph, it's the second Tosfos of Avol HaSiyasan. So Tosfos says that it's not terrible that you're doing nanuim, and that's going to be almost the Avol HaSiyasan. So Tosfos then has a little bit of hesitation. If you take a look, it's where the wide lines in the Tosfos are. It's about six lines down to the wide lines. The first one line is v'lulavay. Tosfos writes, "Alpha b'shakol elam advar me'ema akvin, hol mikolok mo v'yesh b'dav ha'mitzam in ha'muvchar choshen ka'Avol HaSiyasan." It's still okay, even though it's not ma'agim, it's not critical. Just the fact that you're still doing other things, so that's also considered to be enough of the Avol HaSiyasan, even though, again, it's not ma'agim in the Evet, for sure not. And Tosfos almost invokes the imagery of mitzvah and hamuvchar. It's, if we want to put it with another phrase, it's like a hidden mitzvah. It's a lechat chiladika form of the mitzvah. So me'ikar hadin yayay to the mitzvah would just be the agbin of it, just lifting up the lulav, that's the mitzvah. But since you haven't been yayay to the mitzvah b'shleimusa, being yayay to the mitzvah b'shleimusa, b'hidura, derech mufchar, is also called enough, sufficient grounds to be labeled, to be categorized as Avol HaSiyasan. And that's somewhat of a startling statement that Tosfos makes, because this could potentially have ramifications way out of the realm of Hilchos Lulav. One could argue that what Tosfos is saying is a tremendous yisoid. Tosfos is saying is that a mitzvah mehuderes, a mitzvah min hamuvchar, a mitzvah b'shleimusa is still considered to be enough of the mitzvah proper to sanction a bracha, even though it was only yaitzeh. But the evidence was yaitzeh. No one could say it wasn't yaitzeh. But the mere fact that I have been yaitzeh b'shleimusa is enough grounds to be sanctioned a bracha. So, whoa. That's a very, very loaded topic. So let's take a step back and ask ourselves a logical before we bring Raya's. Do we agree with that idea? Do we think we understand that idea? So let's go back to almost a sugi that we spoke about way, way, way back in the Yidavul Vagozol, when we first introduced the concept of Hidur Mitzvah, Mitzvah B'Shleimusa, Mitzvah Minamuvchar, etc. The whole concept in Halacha of there's a bare bone minimum of doing a mitzvah in a certain manner. But then there are ways to beautify, to enhance, etc., the mitzvah. So one can raise a fundamental question. Whenever we deal with these enhancements of mitzvahs, things that are going almost above and beyond the call of duty, and for our purposes, we'll just make it, we'll call it hider mitzvah. Yesh lodun, yesh lachor. One can raise the following lumdisher question. What is the relationship between an ikar mitzvah and the hider mitzvah? The mitzvah mehuderes, the mitzvah b'shlemusa, mitzvah b'namuvchar, etc. What is the relationship between those two statements? So one can understand in one of two ways. Either one can understand there's only one standard of mitzvah performance, and that's the bare bone minimum. If I put on a pair of tefillin, if the tefillin are kosher, I don't care what they look like. I am yaitzeh to the exact same mitzvah derais of pshat v'osu yadecha as you are. My tefillin could be worth $100, your tefillin worth $3,000, yours every single mamish chidush, behidah, beautiful, gorgeous, akel v'kaval, meridik, and mine is bekoshi, 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 kosher. I was yaitzeh to the same mitzvah derais tefillin as you are. So what did you gain with the extra money that you spent on tefillin? Well, what's the purpose? You were yaitzeh mitzvah, zekeli v'enveyu. I wasn't. So all the hidurim and all the mufcharim and all the shlemusas do not touch the mitzvah proper. Either it's kosher, it's possible. Either I'm yaitzeh, I'm not yaitzeh. The extra hidurim are a separate and distinct kiyum. I didn't say unimportant, a very significant kiyum, but it's a separate distinct kiyum from the etzem mitzvah gufa. What do I say now? Do I say that when I do a mitzvah b'shlemusa, when I do a mitzvah b'hidura, that elevates the etzema mitzvah itself? The hidur mitzvah becomes part of the mitzvah proper. And therefore, you can't compare the tefillin that are beautiful to the tefillin that are the koshi kosher. One is a great akim of an achas tefillin, and one is a akim of an achas tefillin, a less significant akim of an achas tefillin. So what we're really asking is, does Zekel Venveyu a separate, distinct halacha, or does Zekel Venveyu become incorporated into the mitzvah proper? L'chora, that's the nekuda that tells us this is being laid on. We're going to sanction reciting a bracha, asher kiddushanu al netilas lulav, because you haven't shaken the lulav yet, but you were yaitzeh netilas lulav already. So if you hold that the shaking of the lulav is a separate kiyum, it's a hider for the tilas lulav. The bare bone minimum of tilas lulav is a ma'isa lekicha. So technically speaking, I picked up a little bit esrog, I did a ma'isa lekicha. But if you want to do the lekicha b'hidura, b'shlemusa, a chavivas and mitzvah, you do it azah, with a shaking in all directions, with a howl, hodaya, gaval, azirana, tzayar, all we spoke about last week. All those embellishing upon the mitzvah, that's a separate kiyum. It's a mitzvah of nanum, it's a mitzvah of zekeli v'enveyu, it's a mitzvah of, but it doesn't touch the mitzvah of tilas lulav. So how in the world could Taisus pull off this stunt and say, no problem, you know, we look you straight in the face as Taisus and say, asher kiddushanu mitzvah av tilas lulav al smach v'nanum. What's my lulav? Make a bracha, asher kiddushanu mitzvah l'naneas lulav, l'hadeas lulav. Don't make a bracha al tilas lulav.
Isn't the Dalet Minim in general has the concept of Hidur part of it? So even if you didn't hold that it was a separate inyan, let's say by tefillin, that it was two separate inyan by tefillin, by lulav, it's still, no matter what.
Gavaldi. So are we suggesting that not all mitzvahs are the same? Not all mitzvahs are created equal. Some mitzvahs may be a kiyum of the mitzvah, some may be separate and distinct. Now, that may be right. I think that it actually is right. But let's not forget, the hidur that you're referring to that we know exists by lulav, those are hidurim in the cheftza of the dalamim. Creates hodurs and then the cheftza. So you're right, a nicer esrog, maybe a better mitzvah of esrog, but here it's the same dalamim, just I'm shaking and you're not shaking.
Right, but we're gonna break down the mitzvah and a mufchar, you know, within
right, that's right. That's right. We could have some mitzvah and a mufchar, maybe one, maybe that right. Nobody has a monopoly on one side of the chakir. But maybe we could begin to understand Tosfos if Tosfos is saying that the hidur mitzvah, the extra kiyumim, the mitzvah b'shlemusa, the mitzvah min hamuvcha of nanuim, becomes part and parcel of the lekicha, part of the etzema mitzvah. So then I can begin to understand why it's justified. I can say Asher Kiddushah says on the Tilus Lulav. Yes, it's true. I was yotzei the B'diav in the Tilus Lulav, but I wasn't yotzei at Lechatchila the Tilus Lulav. So I'm still missing the Lechatchila dicker version of the Tilus Lulav. I can make a bracha al smachta. So it would be an interesting idea to test case almost just to see. Well, which way is it? What is the nature of Hiddur Mitzvah? This should be a pretty easy test case. We have a lot of sugyas about Hiddur Mitzvah in the Gemara. We should be able to find some kind of a gilut to this.
So, Rabbi, is that for every mitzvah that Tosfot will say that?
No, I'm not sure. I don't know for every mitzvah, but you're right. Once we start to say the chlukah of mitzvahs, it may be hard to bring rise from one mitzvah to another. I hear you.
I would be wondering how do you have that.
I don't know. Let's see what we find the other mitzvah and see where it puts us. So the first, at least the one who I saw, maybe others I'm sure do, and Rav Tzipi Yitzchak Frank and Sefer Kriyat Kodesh, let's quote, I don't remember what he himself says, and it's quoted in the name of somebody else. This idea, this linkage between Rataisa saying Lagabi Nanuim is part of this global question about Hiddur Mitzvah. So let's almost leave Masechta Sukkah for a little while. Hopefully learn together a sugi related to Hiddur Mitzvah and be able to extrapolate some nekudos from the sugi of Hiddur Mitzvah and bring it back to the Tilos Lulav and get a little bit of a better understanding of this Taisus property. So the sugi begins, a very, very famous sugi, also having Gemara Shabbos. I told you last week a little Hochas Chanukah. I can't say it's in Yad Yoyma, but you know, it's that's the way it is. You have a Chanukah before Purim. It's a very, very famous Gemara on Daf Chaf Aleph and Beis Masechta Shabbos. It's about a third of the way down. First one line is the Talmud Doi where the two dots are. Chaf Aleph and Beis. So two dots, about a third of the way down. Tanur Rabbanan. Mitzvahs Chanukah Ner Ish Ubeisai. It's a bare bone minimum of the mitzvah Halakas Des Chanukah. One candle for the entire family. That's all you have to do. Neri Shabesai, one candle for the whole family. Now, Mahadrin, and those who want to go the extra mile, we're going to interpret now Mahadrin from Lashon Hiddur. Not everyone agrees with that. For our purposes, we're going to say it's Lashon Hiddur. Those who want to be Mahadras and Mitzvah, Neri Lachalechad Viyachod. If you have five people in the family, so you have five candles. Five candles the first night, five candles the second night, five candles every night. So the bare bone is ner ishu beisai, and you want to be a little nicer, a little bit more, spend a little bit more on mitzvahs, ner l'chalecha v'yechad. Even more than that, so everyone agrees there's a concept of mahadrin and mahadrin, and everyone agrees it has something to do with the night that you offer for Chanukah, and the numbers of the candles are going to change depending on the night. But now there was machlekes b'shami, say, well, which way do the numbers change? So b'shami yom yom rishon madik shmoinim kad elach pachis v'haylich. The famous Machlokes B'Shami. Bezil B'Shami says you start with eight, you go down to one, and Bezil says start one, go to eight. Of course, needless to say, we follow the view of Bezil. I think Gemara explains two different versions of what the Machlokes was about. Again, it's too close to Purim, too far away from Chanukah to delve so much into this. But the bottom line is we pass like Bezil. So I just want to know the progression in terms of Hiddur Mitzvah in this subject. The bare bone minimum was Ne'el Chalecha V'yechad. I'm sorry, Ne'er Yishu Beis. One candle for the whole family members. The second one was Ne'el Chalecha V'yechad. And the third one corresponds to the night of Chanukah. When we say that the third, the highest level, corresponds to the night of Chanukah, is that commenting on the second level? Or is that commenting back on the first level? Namely, if it's the sixth night of Chanukah, and there are five people in my house, how many candles am I supposed to have? So do I say Mahadrim? And Mahadrim means whatever we did in stage two, namely stage two, we had five people now, so we would have been five candles, times that by the sixth night, now we have 30 candles altogether. That's what Mahadrim and Mahadrim means, that Mahadrim and Mahadrim qualifies what the second stage was. Was Mahadrim and Mahadrim go back to the first stage, namely the old guy, the first guy had one candle, and now we're saying if it's the sixth night of Chanukah, I have six candles. How many members of the household doesn't matter? Six candles, that's it. So what's the din? So bottom line is, it's the sixth night of Hanukkah, you got five people in the house, how many candles on the window, in the windowsill? So two possibilities, either six candles or 30 candles, which is which? So Tosfos on the spot comments that it can't be more than six candles for a pure technical logistical reason, says Tosfos. The technical of the Tosfos, of Mahadrin bin Mahadrin, Nirulari. The Beshavik is still a lokani elaneri shabesai. Shkeni is yasi hit the dika hekera kishamosi vahalach bachas, which can never yamach was the ayatim. But I'm also nailach al echad, I feel yosi bekan velach, like a kera, she spook shkach yish beyadu bavai, says twice, wait a second. The whole goal of going with the nights is to publicize, to highlight which night of Hanukkah is. People should go, ah, God, what a nice. Last night was only three. The third night, now it's the fourth night, it's the fifth night, the sixth night. This candle, the oil never stopped. That's the goal of adding, either going up or going down. To highlight the fact that the nais kept on growing. What says Taisus? You're going to throw everybody off. Because if you have five people in the family, and it's a sixth night of Hanukkah, and you put 30 candles out, how does anybody know what night of Hanukkah is? A guy's going to walk by and say, if you see 30 candles, we'll do a different math. You could break up the number 30 into a lot of different. It could be the fifth night of Hanukkah with six people in the family, six people with five people in the family. It could be the first night of Hanukkah with 30 people, a very big family. It could be the second night with 15 people in the family. This guy's the. It could be the third night with 10 people. Any of these guys are limited. So many different possibilities. That's going to defeat the whole purpose of the Hekir. So Taisa says one menorah, the highest of the high, the greatest of the great, one menorah per household, but at least you have the right number per the night of Hanukkah. That's Taisa Shita. Let's take a look at the Rambam. So we'll take, like I said, that Rambam. Those who got the message in the Rambam, those who don't, those who have a Rambam, can take a look inside the Rambam itself. It's a Luchas Hanukkah, say this man, Luchas Hanukkah. So the Rambam writes, they're Dalad Halacha Beis. Ketzad, how do you like the neighbors? Harei shehoyu anshi abayis asora, b'layla risha malik asora neighbors, uvalo sheini esrim, uvalo shlishi shloshim, atrim zemanik uvalo shmini shmanim neighbors. If you have 10 people in your family, the Rambam gives simple math for you, 10 people in the family, so whatever night it is, put a zero in front of it, that's how many camels you have. So the Rambam writes that l'chora, the pshat in the Gemara, is not like Tosfos.
It's an accent.
Tosfos said you have to light only the number of candles for that night, no more, no less. Otherwise, you're going to defeat the purpose. And the Rambam says, no, because they light 30, 40, 50, 1,000 again. Doesn't matter. But then the Rambam makes a little bit of an about face at Elohim Gimel. Minik Poshim B'chol Arena B'Sfarad. Says the Rambam in Halacha Beis that day, what I think Pshat the Gemara is, but I'm telling you, this is what we're doing in Spain. That's what we're doing. The Maisa basically doing Tosis. But if you want to know what the Rambam really thinks, the Iker Adin Lechatchilish Bechila really truly is, the emphasis says the Rambam when I wrote Halacha Beis. You should light lefi times the people in the house per the Nadachan. It's a very, very strange thing. One of the strange things that we don't understand is that Ashkenazim on this one follow the Rambam, and the Sfardim, for the most part, follow Shittas. How that happened, I have no idea. But the Taz has a comment in his Chanukah. He says, "Lo matzida davazeh b'sham mekomos." That's a strange thing. So the Maisa Minik, we're going to work now with the Ashkenazi Minik for the purposes of the continuation of the Shia, because it's going to lead into our discussion. So the Minik, the Minik Ashkenazi communities is, you count up everybody, how many people you have in your house, and times that by the amount of whatever night it is, and that's how many candles appear in the windowsill. Within that practice, I have a further question now. Let's say we have 10 people in my family, it's the fourth night of Hanukkah, there's going to be 40 candles on the windowsill. Who likes the 40 candles? Who likes those candles? Look very, very carefully at the Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam writes, when he describes what to do, Keitzer Rishayu Anshe Abayis Azor B'Lai Mavlik Asor Neiris.
Everyone.
The Rambam says Madlik. Lashon Yochi. The Rambam doesn't say Madlik in Asor Neiris. Madlik Asara Neiris. Who is the Madlik? The Balabas, the Madlik, whoever's lighting the candles. Says the Rambam, you count up the people in the family, times it by the night of Hanukkah, and the Madlik sits and lights 40 candles one after another. So Shein Rambam. The Rambam doesn't say anywhere about anybody else doing the Hadlaka. The Rambam, if you go back to Halacha Aleph, in the second line, he also writes, a Mahadra submits for Madlik, there is communion on Shebayas. The Ram doesn't say anywhere about the other people doing the lighting. The Ram says, the Madlik, the guy, the Balabas, he lights the candles for everybody. When the Ramah in Hilchos Chanukah quotes the minhag, the standard Ashkenazi practice today, that we light per night, per people, Ramah writes, every person lights the Roman order. And that's the standard practice in our communities. I've never seen in our communities that one guy lights 40 candles. Everyone lights the Roman order. So there's machlokes within the practice of the Rambam, which the Rambam himself writes was not even the minhag in Spain, but within what the Rambam thought was the Ikar Adin, which the Rambam quotes of the minhag in Ashkenazi communities. There's a further breakdown, two different versions, two different ways of doing this minhag. Either each person lights or the Madlik lights himself. What's the Nekudas of machlokes? What's the machlokes? What's the point of contention between these two practices? There's a word from the Brisker Rav, where the Brisker Rav picks up on a piece actually from his grandfather, from the Beis Halevi already, started this rolling. In a little bit of a different context, the Brisker Rav elaborated upon it. Brisker Rav, this chiddush from the Rambam, explains that the Nekudas of Machloikis here is not just a, you know, an insignificant detail who's doing the lighting, but it's a fundamental yesodistic question. Because it gets to the heart and soul as to what is the relationship between the Ikra Mitzvah and the Tesefes, the Hidur, the Chivuv, etc., the Shlemusa. Says the Brisker Rav, Yishlachkor, what's the nature of the relationship between the Hidur Mitzvah and the Ikra Mitzvah? If, like we suggested, one side, that's one side of the Hakira is, there's the Ikra Mitzvah, and then there's a separate, independent Kiyum called Hidur Mitzvah, that's one way of understanding it. Well, no, there's no Mitzvah called Hidur Mitzvah. The Hidur Mitzvah lifted the Ikra Mitzvah. It enhances the Ikra Mitzvah. Says the Brisker Rav. If you hold the two separate kiyumim, then it's perfectly understandable that Reuven could be yaitzei the Ikra Mitzvah, and Shimon could be yaitzei the Hidur Mitzvah. So Reuven will light his menorah. It's all part of the same family. So Ikra did his Ner Shebesa. So everybody was just yaitzei with Reuven's menorah. Reuven lit the fifth night of Chanukah, lit five candles, shut. Everyone's yaitzei ready. So we finished, the Chanukah is over. Now what are we going to do? Now, I want to be Yotzei Hidur Mitzvah, because okay, I don't need Reuven to be Yotzei my Hidur Mitzvah. Reuven was Yotzei everybody in the Ikra Mitzvah. I'm going to be Yotzei now, the Hidur Mitzvah. So you could split, you could separate between the Hidur Mitzvah and the Ikra Mitzvah, because they're two separate kiyum. What's that Tibitzki Rav, if you hold that the Hidur Mitzvah is not a separate kiyum. The Hidur Mitzvah is an enhancement of the original kiyum of a mitzvah. The Hidur Mitzvah doesn't stand on its own 2 feet. And Cain says to Brisker Rav, how in the world can my Hidur Mesiaches, how does my Hidur relate to your Ikra Mitzvah? If the same guy at the same time is doing the Ikra with the Hidur, the whole 9 yards, so that's called the Hidur Mitzvah enhancing the Shlemus of the Ikra Mitzvah. But if I'm doing my mitzvah, then 20 minutes later, you're doing your hiddur. What did your hiddur have to do with my mikor? There's no shayichas, no connection, no tzir between the two. It's inconceivable to separate in terms of the gavra oisya between the mahadr and the oisya ikra mitzvah. Says Brisker Rav, that's the kuz of machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramah. The Rambam holds, of course the madlik has to light all the candles. To have another person light, it's absurd, says the Rambam. It's going to be immediate, it's a worthless kiyum, it's nothing. Says the Ramah, it's not nothing. It makes all the sense in the world. I'll do my mitzvah, and you do your, hiddur. What's the big deal? No problem. The Rabbi say, if that's the Rukudis of Machloikis in the Ramah and the Ramah, that will cherish impact in Abrach Hashem. So we want to know, can I justify reciting a bracha on hiddur mitzvah? Does that make any sense? I can make a bracha of hiddur mitzvah. It depends. If you tell me that the Hidur is a kiyum of the ikra mitzvah, it's an enhancement of the mitzvah proper. So then, yes, then I haven't really finished the having the shachanka. It's like make a bracha on the hidur mitzvah. But if you tell me that the mitzvah is over and now the hidur is a separate kiyum, what's my bracha real? Ashek shotzal what the kai mahadrin. Mahadrin is a mitzvah. What's my bracha? Hadik the shachanka. That's a not true statement. There is chanukah is long gone. So Rabbi Kveig was not a mitzvah of the shayla. Rabbi Kveig is a shayla maestro. Rabbi Kveig is the following shayla. It's the fifth night of Hanukkah. Guy lights his menorah. Forgot to make the bracha. So carried away. Starts lighting the menorah. He's up to the third kick. Oh, I forgot to make light the shachanukah. What do I do? So Rabbi Kveig is the tzad. The second Zodai, make light the shachanukah right now and light the last two candles. Because after all, what you're doing is hit the mitzvah. Everyone agrees that l'chadchili is supposed to have candles connected the nights. So you are doing something. So make a lot of the shachanukah with the last two candles. Wait a second, says Rabbi Kveger. You can make a bracha on a hid mitzvah, really? Is that true? So, wow, that's a whole shayla. That's a whole sugya. That's good for what's going on in that sugya. But l'chora, it's a big pella. Because based on the way we just presented it, that there's a fundamental question about whether you can make a bracha in the mitzvah. There's a fundamental question about the mitzvah. We connect to all the dasa, piskarevs, and everything. We end up almost with a steer or a gluya in what we do every year at Hanukkah. Because you think it through now, what do we do in Hanukkah? Standard Ashkenazi practice. I light the menorah, my son lights the menorah. Other kids, everyone's lighting their own menorahs. And everyone's making brachas. That's what we do. That's what our practice is. That everyone makes their, not just everyone light in the Ashkenazi community, everyone makes their own brachas. Wait a second. You're making your own bracha. The only justification to make your own bracha in the Maishtik Lutair is because you haven't yet finished the mitzvah of Neres Chanukah. Because he the mitzvah is a kiyam in the Neres Chanukah gufa. It's not a separate distinct kiyam. Abba Zoy, if so, so then that's exactly what the Rambam says. That it's part of the mitzvah itself. So then you can't split it between two people. So we have a cake and eat it. We have a latkes and a jelly donuts and eat it. We're trying to make everybody happy on Chanukah. Where everyone's lighting their own menorah and everyone's making a bracha, according to Maishtik Lutair, it's a Rimon of Shach, it's a stira. It's a tie to the sasra. And the fact that everyone's lighting their own menorah, that's a raya that we hold, that Hindu mitzvah stands on its own 2 feet. But the fact that we're letting you make a bracha on that lighting is a raya that we hold, that it's part of the original mitzvah. So which one is it? Pella? Amisha Pella? Yeah.
But in the Hadlakat Nerot, we don't have the same thing of Hidur mitzvah in the chefsa itself.
Yeah, we haven't spoken about a chefsa yet. There is a
no, but I'm saying. So why does he say make better candles, nice candles, better oil or something as a Hidur mitzvah? That will look better than Hidur in Hadlakat Nerot. It looks
well, the Gemara does use the phrase Mahadrin. So some Rishayim say Mahadrin doesn't mean a Lashon Hidur, but other Rishayim say it does. Some Rishayim say it means a Lashon Hidur mitzvah. So that is a hidur mitzvah. The more candles, the more hidur. So it's a little bit of a pella. I mean, it sounds like this whole shikator should have been right, but it doesn't almost add up in terms of the way we practice halakos Neres Chanukah. So there may be something else going on in Neres Chanukah. Neres Chanukah, you know, we spent a lot of time tonight trying to analyze Neres Chanukah and using it to extrapolate back to Lulav, but there may be a little bit of a quirk in Neres Chanukah, and Rukveg himself in the Tshuva raises this quirk. But Neres Chanukah, what's going on? A regular standard Ashkenazi home. I'm lighting to my son's light. It could be when my son's light, they're lighting to be Yaitzah the Ikra Mitzvah. Because it could be they weren't Yaitzah yet the Ikra Mitzvah. You know why? Because they're having in mind not to be Yaitzah. But the fact that they're planning on lighting themselves, that's a built-in Kavanah Shelo Lotzeis. If you remember from last week, Tuitzka, Taisa said, if you pick up a Luvinesu, Kavanah Shelo Lotzeis, you're not Yaitzah. Even if you're mitzvah tzichus kavan, the pasha says you have kavan shalom lotzis negative kavan in hayetzim. So it could be that whenever anybody lights is planning on lighting, it's move on to elav that they're not planning on being yaitzeh with that lock of the balabas. So the justification, Rabbi Kveger raises this justification of what the mining Ashkenazim is that everyone makes their own brachas has nothing to do with the shtickel Torah. I hope you enjoyed the biskurim. Don't do it. That's not the issue here. The justification of everyone else lighting is based on a different vort legamrei. Based on the fact that they have in mind shalolot, it's like Moshul Badavadayim with the Rana, and Sechel Shoshana writes that if you're standing in shul, let's say Shabbos, and make Abdul in shul, it's okay. You can still go home and make Abdul if your wife, right? Because you had in mind not to be Yetzi. If it's most Balabatim in shul, you know, at the end of davening, Mayer, Potsoy Shabbat, and he asked them, did you have in mind Shalom Latzeis? They weren't listening to it. They didn't know what you're talking about. So why is that called Shalom Latzeis? So the Ran says, it's a subconscious Shalom Latzeis. Since they know they're coming home, the wife's going to scream at them. If they don't, make Abdullah, come home and tell your wife, so I can't make Abdullah, so you have to make it yourself because I heard it. So she's going to get upset. So everyone knows the Baal boss is going home. He's going to make Abdullah for his wife. And so usually in shuls to make Abdullah, usually they bring a bochur to make Abdullah. So since it's self-evident that the person's planning on making Abdullah later on his own, it's understood that he's not being yetzir now. So that's what Rabbi Kivega raises, the same issue. Maybe that's what's going on in Eres Chanukah also. So if that's the case, it's a whole different ballgame. Not do it hit the mitzvah. The bracha that my son makes is not out hit the mitzvah. It's based on Kavanah Shel Olam Tzeis. The only problem is that, again, this is more of an Eres Chanukah issue than a lulav and hit the mitzvah issue, is that we're not 100% sure whether that idea of Kavana and Shalom Kavana makes any sense when Neres Chanukah. When the Gemara says Neri Shubesa, it's pshat that Neres Chanukah is a chiv ha-yochid. Each person is chayv to light Neres Chanukah, and the balabas lights and is mitzi everybody. Is that the pshat? And if I don't want to be yitzi, I'm not yitzi. Is that the pshat? Or that's not the pshat b'chol. Chiv Neres Chanukah is a chiv ha-mutal al-bnei abayis. Neri Shubesa is not like I read the Megillah for you. It's not like I'm making Kiddush Abdullah for you. I'm reading Parshas Lecha for you. Our bias, our unit, our family unit, our family structure is Chayav and Eres Chanukah. If you're part of the family structure, you're Yaitzeh with your life. There's no such thing as being not being Yaitzeh in Eres Chanukah. It's a meaningless statement. If you're part of the family and the family did a Halakha, so you were Yaitzeh Halakha. You can't veto Halakha. You can't vote out of. The only way if you get out of Halakha is you can pull yourself out financially from the family unit. If you decide to go independent, you declare financial independence for the night of Chanukah, then you're not yet to be father's Allah. Otherwise, you're stuck. So it's not 100% clear whether that model of Kavanah Shel Olam Tzeis is even playing out in Eres Chanukah. So when all the dust settles, we know what our minig is in Ashkenazi communities. Everyone makes their own bracha. But we're not sure, is it based on the notion you can make a bracha and hit the mitzvah? If it is, that seems to contradict the Shtikl Torah, because of the fact that we're separated between the Madlik and the Balabayis Madlik and the Bnei Abayis who are Madlikim. That seems to point the direction, as the Brisker Rav said, that it's a separate key. If it's a separate key, I can make a bracha on that. But we're not sure whether that's the model, that's the engine that's driving our bracha. Or maybe the engine driving our making brachas in Eres Chanukah is a different halach legamri, a different approach entirely. It's based on Kavanah Shel Olam Tzeis, which again is also controversial, because we're not sure Kavanah Shel Olam Tzeis even plays out in Eres Chanukah. So don't feel too bad. We have a long way till Chanukah. It's only a week till Purim. So maybe by Chanukah we need some clarity in this. And we have two potential fancy lumdisha reasons to explain what we do, but we have kashas on both of them. Okay, it's still good. Whether we solve this for this chanukah, I don't know, but we'll still continue like the way we'll continue what we do.
We cannot consider Bnei Abayit as Shlechim Shel Baal Abayit, so they don't need the Kavanah. Anyway, mitzvot don't need the Kavanah in that case. They'll be just Shlechim. Then.
So Shlechim is probably a hard term to use here, because, you know, I would either Neres Chanukah as a Chavis HaGuf, Mitzvah Shivagufo, and therefore it wouldn't be lend itself to Shlichus, or it's a Chavis HaBayis, and it doesn't even need Shlichus. So I'm not sure that Shlichus is going to be the model. So back to our story, back in terms of Lulav. So we spent the first half of the ninth year focusing on the Tosfos suggestion from last week already, that the Nanuim are saving the Bracha, and Taisa themselves were sensitive to the fact that you were really Yotzei, and Taisa says, well, it stops the mitzvah and I'm Ufchor. So it's basically Frank connected this whole Mahalach in Taisa's, connected the dots all the way back to the Sugis of Neres Chanukah and the mitzvah in general. So I showed you a story. This goes back about 30 years ago or so, before I was married. So I lived in Riverdale. So he said, I'm Rabbi Bullockshaw, all the years in Riverdale. So usually he would ask me in Yom Tif to say Shia, one of the Slasim, in Chamayr, Pesach, Sukkot. So we usually say Shia then. So I'm in Yom Tif, Shia. So those Shiurim were attended by many of the Rebbeim, Shiva, Tells Riverdale. Usually the Rebbeim and Shiva didn't daven in the shul for most of the year, so there's an off Shabbos once in a while, but they davened in the Shiva. But in Yom Tov, unless they went away for Yom Tov, so they would daven in the shul. There was no minyan yeshiva in Yom Tov, they would daven in Yom Tov. They would come to daven in Chamayr, so out of respect, they would sit in the shir also. even though it was me who was saying that. I was a 25-year-old kid. But they used to sit and listen to shiur. I remember many, many times. I said a shiur, and the shiva, the husband, sleep with the other rebbeim. They would sit and listen to the shiur. There's a comment on the shiur. So I remember one year it was Sukkis. I was saying over the shiur. I was saying over this Taisus about the Anuim, about how you make a bracha in the mitzvah. And I quoted a piece of Frank. I remember the Torah, Osben, Shlita Rosh Shiva. I remember he didn't approve of that dinyan. He didn't like that comparison. Tais is not talking about hidden mitzvah. That's not Tais' pshat. Not hidden mitzvah. That's not Tais' pshat. Hidden mitzvah is a nice lulav, a nice aspect. It's nishkin hidden mitzvah. What Tais is saying is that the Rabbanon, they reinterpreted Vosbein Netila. Netila is a maisa midaraisa, you could be yaitzei netila slul, but just picking it up. Midarabonon, they said you have to do a aggressive netila, you have to do a better netila, you have to do a fancy netila. So you haven't finished the netila slul of yet. So you're right, midaraisa you yaitzei, you're right, midiavetaka you yaitzei, midarabonon, midiavetaka you yaitzei, but it's still called the maisa for netila slul. So he says, just because the Nianuim is called the Maisa for the Tilz Lulav to justify a bracha, Bishtag, what does it say? That the mitzvah is part of the mitzvah. When you have a nicer Esther, a nicer mitzvah, Bishtag, that's a nicer part of the nicer to know. It doesn't say that anywhere. There's no right from the study of anything. I remember, he got all adamant against the two Pesach Franks, the whole different. Two Franks connected the dots and said, there's hidden mitzvah, there's Yemen, there's Yemen, everything. It's all one big stream of the mitzvah. That's not true. So he's just saying a separate din prati dafka by the til slulav. Okay. You could choose between the two. But Kopanim Taisa said something. But Taisa doesn't stop. Taisa goes one step further. So let's go back to the Taisa for a minute. After Taisa and Sukkot Aflam Tess. And Taisa goes even one step further than they set up until this point. This is on the Lamed Tesim and Aleph. Hebrew Maskel Ovel Asiyasa, the second Taisus. Taisus quotes, it's ready into the wide lines, it's at the fifth wide line. First wide line is Legamrin. The Ode, says Taisus. First, Taisus just said that you can still do Nanum, you're still good to go. And then they add on a little bit. So the first wide line is Legamrin. The Ode. In the Aminim Esau Pirikim, in Hagen Shal Anshim Shalayim, Adam Yaitzin is a base of the love of the other. Nicholas the base of Knesset, the love of the other. Kari Krishma, the love of the other. Minigan Anshi Shalayim was all day and Sukkot, the person would walk around the Lulav and Esrei the entire day. If the davening was over, the person would go to Dav Mincha. The same Gemara says later on, people go be Menachem Avil, they may be Mevaka Cholim, they go to Chesed, they go take a walk with their wives, walking down the Lulav. Ava Pishakol Eilu Dvarim Ein Ma'akvin. None of this really matters. You go to that. Kamachem Hol V'Yesh B'Davim Mitzvah Remuv Chashim Kevlos Yosim. The Torah says you can make a bracha. Forget the Nanuim. I finished Hallel. The guy finished Hallel. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. He's walking around town with his lulav. Gavalt, I forgot 8 hours. Going to make a bracha. No problem. Make the bracha just a little right now, because you're doing the minhag and shalat yishalayim. You still hold your lulav. That's a good thing. Also, it's not ma'akev. You can put it down. Most of us in Bergenfeld, we don't walk around lulav all day. It's okay. Still chash something. It's still yesh b'dav mitzvah lulav chash kevlas yosim. This Taisus is 10 steps more than they said before. Before they were talking about nanuim, which is at least chash a chayva. At least a chiyav, it's a din, it's a mishnah, you have to do it in Anuim. Now Taisus saying, stop it, Midas Chassidus Bialma, holding on to the Lulav, that's also enough to be Avlos Yosem. And Taisus brings a raya for this idea, they bring a din here to comparison. They say, the hedja om of Yushalmi, the brachas, krek arayim, gabit tzitzis. Oysa tzitzis tiyatzva, om of brachta shed Hashem, and tzitzis, lasos tzitzis. So this is the Yushalmi, which we happen not to pass in mind. Yushalmi says, when you make tzitzis, you make a bracha. Lasses titus. We don't do this. The satib, but when you put the titus on, Omer Shem Shem Zol Lahas, the satib of titus. Behind the time, we shall mitzvah no Moshech, because man shumu uta fi yoyme. So Taisa says, it sounds from the Yerushalmi, that you're making the bracha, if the talis is already on, this atif, Aymel is not the tzitzis. You're already wearing the tzitzis. You can make the bracha. So Taisa says, why can you make the bracha? Because the mitzvah is what's called the mitzvah Meshechas Kozman Shemut Afiyamir. The mitzvah continues. So the mitzvah is not just that one split second you put the tzitzis on, but as long as you're wearing the tzitzis, that's a fight, an ongoing kibbutz mitzvah. The famous story of the Vilna Gaon. Vilna Gaon's yurtzeit was on the Chovot Sukkot. So the Vilna Gaon, apparently on his deathbed, is holding on to the strings of his tzitzis and crying. He asked the rabbi, he said, well, I'm crying. What's with the tzitzis? Vilna Gaon said, that in this world, pay half a kopeck, if you have a little penny, and you buy yourself a pair of tzitzis, talskotim, and you yet say it on, going on and on, the whole day, every second, I mean, kind of mitzvah derives and dim taskov, yosom tzitzis, it's an ongoing mitzvah for pennies. In the oil of the MS, you can offer alfei zov chesef and gornish kelfin. You can't buy one mitzvah in the oil of the MS. That's what Taisus calls to Yushami, that the mitzvah is ongoing. You can make a bracha. So Taisus is not 100% sure. Kamakam lo lagamri dami lulula. The hasa mevarech ala tilas lula. We should not over kvar ikra mitzvah. Taisus says it's not exactly the same. By lulav, you're making bracha on the tilas lulav. You did the tilas. There you make the bracha less atef. I'm still being ma'utav. Still being in the state of ituf. The Taisa is not 100% sure if this is right, but they're getting on to this idea of mitzvah nimsheches. So Taisa just introduced to us a new concept in Uchaz Bracha called the mitzvah nimsheches, which almost trumps the regular rules of Avilas Yosef. Normally, there's a split second for a mitzvah, and if you blew it, you blew it. Too late. The game's over. Come back next time. But certain mitzvahs lend themselves to this concept of mitzvah nimsheches. So the Rishon and Taisa called Sofkat Tzitzis. Taisa suggested maybe lulav, and they're not 100% sure. So the Rambam also has this idea of mitzvah nimsheches. That's the other Rambam that he put on, the Rambam of his brachas. And let's not forget, the Rambam was the biggest, stronger believer in Avilas Yosef, to such an extent the Rambam sheet was, if you goofed and you did the mitzvah without the bracha, you can't even make it up in the heaven against the Erez Arur. The Rambam sheet was, if you shechted, the game's over. You blew the shofar, the game is over. It's done, finished. But the Rambam agrees. We take a look at that Rambam and break it out of the of his brachas. You did the mitzvah and you didn't make a bracha. If it's a kind of a mitzvah that asiyasa is still there, b'varach achar asiya. No, make the bracha afterwards. But if it's something that's over, then it's over. The game's over. Keita. Hareish l'sati is the example that I'm showing you. O shalavash tefillin, o shiyasha b'sukkah. Person forgot to make leishim b'sukkah, forgot to make leviyach tefillin, and he's wearing the tefillin already, he's wearing the talis already, sitting in the sukkah ready for an hour and a half. Chazim b'varach achash l'sa'atav, shekishtam b'sukkah, it's fun l'sa'atav b'tzitzis, good. B'chein b'varach achash l'ova shekishtam b'sukkah leviyach tefillin, achash yashav shekishtam b'sukkah, b'chein kukkah yetzi b'eilu. The Rambam didn't give you every single case, he gave you b'chein kukkah yetzi b'eilu, opening up the possible for others. What those others are, I'm not sure. The Rambam writes in contrast in Aloch Avav, the Rambam can do the Balm Shachat Bloy Bracha, Eina Chazen. Or Kisadam Bloy Bracha, Hifishum Tzim Isis, or Shatov Bloy Eina Chazen. Chen can get today. The Rambam in Aloch Hei has opened up the world for us. So Tosis alluded to that idea of a Mitzvah Mishach, is when the Rambam would say, Lulav is one, I'm not sure. I would guess not. Not sure, not 100% sure. Although, it depends how you read Rambam, in Uchas Lulav. But the Rambam does accept this notion, Yerushalmi, you have a mitzvah nimsheches. And the three examples, tefillin, tzitzis, and sukkah. There are two potential controversial mitzvahs that may fall into this category of mitzvah nimsheches as well. So one of them is what we just spoke about before, Neris Chanukah. And Rav Kiveger, in that same tshuva, when he talks about the fellow who lit the candles and forgot to make the bracha, Rav Kiveger was trying very hard to let him to make the bracha al smach, the hiddur mitzvah, and then Rav Kiveger was backing down a little bit. Rav Kiveger throws out another curve voice. Says, maybe you can make the bracha al mitzvah nimsheches. What's the mitzvah nimsheches? We know it's not really enough to light the menorah. You can't light the menorah and blow it out. The menorah, the candles have to last, ashet chorek menashuk, to last a certain amount of time until the people are no longer walking the street. So Zman Chazal, that was half hour. So it's usually assumed that the shear is a half hour, the Rambam writes. There's a famous chumra from the Biskei Rav. The Biskei Rav is cheshish, that maybe Ashtichel Rav Manshuk changes l'chumra b'zman hazeh. And you have to keep the candles going until the last people are walking the street where you live. Working for their cars on the street till 12 o'clock at night. So the Biskei Rav lived in Yerushalayim. He lived in Geula. He lived across the street from the old Edison Theater. Some of you may remember, right up from Kikar Shabbat. Used to be the old Edison Theater. So in those days, Biskei Rav lived in there in Yerushalayim, in the 40s and the 50s. There was still a theater-going crowd in that part of the Yerushalayim. I don't think, because the Edison Theater is long gone, it's been dismantled, now apartment buildings. But quite some time even before that, I remember when I was in Edison Theater was there. I don't remember any movies. I don't think the clientele lived in that part of town anymore to go to the movies. But back in the days, the 40s and 50s, the days of the Biskei Rav, that movie theater still existed. So the Biskei Rav used to light his Hanukkah candles outside in Yerushalayim, right opposite the movie theater. And he used to be cheshish to put in so much oil, so much wax into the candles, they should last until the end of the last showing. The last 11:30 or whatever the last moviegoers would come out of the movie theater, Biskei Rav's candles were still burning because he was cheshish. Maybe that's called Dacha Tichorat B'Rashim. Now, you know, by the Briskis, Rishalmis, they light candles by Shkia. That's 4:30. I don't know, back in the 1950s when the last show was, I imagine it was pretty late. So you're talking about 8-9 hour candles. That was an interesting Hashash the Briskis. Back to the story. So Rikivega has a suggestion that since the candles have to last a certain amount of time, it's always like a shtickle mitzvah m'sheches. And if you blow out the candles, you wouldn't be yotzei. So Rikivega says, no, it's not true. The din is we pass in kipsa and so on. We pass that what if the candles went out by themselves? If I lit them in a place where for sure the wind's going to blow them out, that's like command the lace. That's like I didn't like them. I didn't put the right amount of oil to burn properly. But if I put it in a safe place, and then so all of a sudden a crazy thing happens and it was a wild wind that wasn't expected comes and blows it out. Somebody trips and falls and knocks down the candles and goes out. So those not yet saying anyway, keep saying those off. We pass you're not merely mechurft really. What do you like? Isn't that you're not mechurft? Vega says it's kind of hard to call it a mitzvah m'sheches because we really truly paskin that the mitzvah is b'shas al mokum amish. Vega is not so sure. So we had a few tzadim lahotel to let the guy make a bracha after he lit. One was the possibility of maybe you make a bracha and hit the mitzvah. If you have a few candles left, not so sure. Now you wanted to go down the root of mitzvah m'sheches, also not so sure. But one thing Vega is willing to concede to is he says you could definitely make shasa nisim, which is the first night shechiyon. Why? No worse than birchas haroya. The Gemara says in Shabbos if you're not going to light. And you walk in the street, you see somebody else's candles, you can make sure somebody's man shechiyonu. So it's no worse than, you can see your own candles are no worse than somebody else's candles. To make lahadlik, the Kveg is not so sure. So mitzvah m'sheches exists, and Rambam quotes it, we have in the Shulchan Aruch, but we're not quite sure how far it goes. So there's another fascinating potential application of mitzvah m'sheches, but also probably fails us. And that's the bracha of Eirusin. Remember, we spoke about this already a couple of weeks ago. The bracha of Eirusin, Birchas Eirusin, Shekhin Shorzos, and Tzvonu Arayis, said under the chuppah, the big, big machlokes Rishon is that even the birchas mitzvot, the Rambam says it is, the Rosh says the birchas shevach. The Rambam l'shitosa, you know, Chazishas writes that you must make birchas erusin before the kiddushin. And if you dilly dallied, you forgot it, you made it afterwards too, it's a bracha lebatol. So some want to suggest, no, maybe even if you forgot to make birchas erusin, you can still make it after the kiddushin. You know why? Because the Rambam holds you make it on the mitzvah's kiddushin. What's the mitzvah's kiddushin? Mitzvah's to put a ring on a finger, the mitzvah's to be married. So the mitzvah is in a state of marriage, you're in an ongoing state of mitzvah. If you're in an ongoing state of marriage, it's a mitzvah m'sheches, you can make a bracha. A couple remembers they've been married 25 years. All of a sudden, they're going back to the video on the 25th, the wedding anniversary, they're going back to the video. They went down and they were like, they forgot to make the bracha. No problem, make it right then and there. But what is chachos in the chasana? It's a mitzvah m'sheches, we're still married. The couple's 95 years old, they're still married. It's a mitzvah m'sheches. So that's the place Gibran's not true. The Rambam's the famous is not true. The Rambam Klor holds is not true. There was the famous joke. They say one of the Rashivas once said a whole shtickle Torah to explain that the Chalos Kedushin is an ongoing mischadish every second. It's like a new Chalos Kedushin. The other Rashiva said, Mazel Tov to him. Said, what's the Mazel Tov? According to your shtickle Torah, you just got married. So it's a nice shtickle Torah, but it's not with my son. Come on. I remember at my offer, so I spoke about his chachos. He spoke about Bikurim, because we had I met my wife right after Shavuos, and we got engaged on Sukkot. We got married on Chanukah. Those are the three zman of a Bikurim. You start to bring Bikurim from Shavuos. You can read Kari Risa Pashin to Sukkot, and you can still bring the Bikurim to Chanukah. Those are the three significant zman of Bikurim. So Bikurim is the mitzvah is Chachos. So I spoke about Chachos and Drusha, a little bit in Halacha. I spoke about the mitzvah Bikurim and Chachos, etc. And then I said, according to that Shtikl Torah, that Rosh Hashiva, you can make a new Birchas Erusin. But Ramais, we don't pass it. Ramais that Ram says in the Pesach. Ram says that it's not quite a mitzvah Mishachas. The mitzvah Mishachas is a great idea. And again, we have it for three cases in the Ram. Taisus try to extend it to Lulav, and we try to kvetch it to Neres Chanukah in Kiddushin, probably incorrectly. But it does exist, at least in some shape or form. Ramais, I think, believe it or not, we can make a siyum on the Sugya that we've been learning, believe it or not, one blot. If I'm not mistaken, I think we started this right after Sukkot. I think give or take around Sukkot start, we switched to Daf Lamed Ches, close to Sukkot. We learned the Sukkot of Hallel for about 2 months. Then we learned the Sukkot of Birchas HaMitzvah for a couple of weeks. Then we moved into Birchas HaMitzvah of Lasiyosa and the unique Brachas of Lulav. And we're holding by Purim. Hashem makes me his Purim already. So from Sukkot approximately to Purim, we learned one Daf. That's approximately the speed of today. So we only learn one night a week, so we should have felt too bad about that. Baruch Hashem, Hashem, I look at the sugis, but I'm a sugis shleimus and shas and brachis and halal and meisla and either mitzvah called sugis. Hopefully, Hashem will move on next week to the next sugis. But next week, we're going to skip a little bit, and we're going to skip to a little bit down to the second Mishnah already. And we'll try to pick up from there. Try to start a whole brand new Lima Mitzvah Hashem, continuing in Luba Gozel, starting with Hashem next Thursday.
Hawaii?
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah.